you see the guy that set gas prices at 69 cents?
That's like my hero. I mean, first of all, he was basically giving away gas for free at this point in time, but for 69 cents.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Oh, it was an error. Of course. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 6.99. He just misplaced the decimal.
I love him.
It's Kevin and Sligo on KLOS.
Hey, by the way,
I love him too, but he was fired. He's looking for a job.
We should hire him here. I need that kind of
we don't need
thinking
help
process. I had a song we just played, Shock the Monkey. Did you know there was a few extra titles to that that Peter was originally considering?
No.
Yeah, he was thinking maybe Startle the Gibbon or Upset the Orangutan.
That would be very difficult to say. I'm glad.
Surprise the Gorilla.
I don't mind that one.
Disorient the Spider Monkey, irritate the chimpanzee, and annoy the Reese's Monkey.
Mm.
I thought that last one was
just Shock the Monkey.
Yeah, I just went with that one.
I like that. I like that. Did you see Rudy Giuliani as well, by the way?
Saying only that. Having Diet Coke.
Saying Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi, sorry.
Careful.
Yes, because
big difference.
Maybe that's why Greg isn't actually drunk all the time, because he drinks Coke all the time, Diet Coke.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, all the time. But he seems pretty sober.
So we'll talk about that stuff. Okay. And we've got your word of the day, the word of the hour.
That's right.
In about 10 minutes for
cash.
You to win $2,000 cash today.
Diet Pepsi. Get your Diet Pepsi.
On Monday morning, the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, there were a couple of people who gave testimony. This is Kevin and Sligo on KALOS.
That was my favorite Star Trek movie, by the way. Well, it wasn't really.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Publicly aired testimony by two former Trump staffers, campaign advisor Jason Miller and campaign manager Bill Stepien, and suggested that Rudy Giuliani was intoxicated when he walked up to the president and suggested, hey, why don't you just call it for yourself.
Screw it, you won!
To say you won.
Take it!
He was very upset, and he tweeted two different things, which he has now since deleted. I am disgusted and outraged at the outright lie by Jason Miller and Bill Stepien. I was upset that they were not prepared for the massive cheat. I refused all alcohol this evening. My favorite drink is Diet Pepsi.
That's like when you're 15 and you're trying to convince mom you're not drunk.
Yeah, and you say but you say
I had Diet Pepsi,
nope,
mom.
You say Diet Coke, let's be honest. We have Rudy Giuliani on the Heineken 00 hotline.
What?
Rudy!
Did you say Heineken?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That sounds pretty good. I better know. That sounds pretty good. But my favorite drink is Diet Pepsi.
Listen, I've read that.
Yes, and I didn't even drink that on election night. I said I even turned that down. That's how I was not drinking. I had a drink. I had moisture removed from my body that night. That's how not drinking I was.
Okay, just a quick question though. There were two different people that were testifying to Congress under oath,
yeah,
that you were intoxicated.
So they were lying?
They were just mad at me because I yelled at them because they weren't prepared for the steal of all the erections.
But you mean the elections?
That's what I said. I said erections.
Right, okay.
And they weren't prepared for it, and I was like, they weren't unprepared for it,
right,
Stephen. And so I have to say to them, they were wrong, and now they're just trying to. They're just angry at me, so I said them lies.
So
lies.
So they lied because you yelled at them, and they were mad at you personally.
Yeah, their feelings are hurt. Their butt hurt. Their butt hurt. They have hurt butt.
You sound like. Forgive me for saying, but you sound like you have had a little today.
Yeah, just a little, maybe.
How dare you say that about me? I am America's mayor, first of all.
That's America's mayor. He was, yeah,
yes,
9/11.
Thank you. I didn't get that.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Right. Goddamn right.
Right.
And so for you to say that to me is that your butt hurt. That's what it is, your butt hurt.
Everybody can't.
Your
be...
Heine hurts.
Heineken hurts.
Heineken? Did you say Heineken?
Yeah, he said. He did say Heineken, yes.
So I go for a Heineken right now.
So for the record, are you drunk now?
I have not now, nor never have I ever been drunk during an interview, Stephen and Tubbo.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
Well, do you need any help getting your pants on would be a question at the moment.
Oh, look at
that.
I
was tucking. It was a tuck. I tuck. I only tucked. I'm a tucker. I'm a tucker from way back. My mother used to help me tuck. She was a mother.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you for joining us today, Rudy.
Why didn't you join me today?
I don't want to.
Oh. Although, I'm a Heineken.
Although it sounds like you're having fun.
Thank you. 570? No.
95.5 KLOS. You like that song a lot, right?
I love that song, yeah.
I saw you posted it quite a while ago, Black Keys. So they were at the Troubadour not too long ago. Who is the craziest person you've ever seen, like, celebrity in the crowd at, like, at the Troubadour? Because that's such a tiny place.
I got to tell you, I don't look in the crowd, especially at the Troubadour. The band is so close.
Right. You're there on top of you.
Yeah. So you're watching the... I mean, I've seen a terrific bands there, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, my God. I've seen some amazing at Troubadour.
But
yeah.
I don't look at the crowd.
Well, this,
is that bad?
Yeah, it was about 6 weeks ago, those guys, the Black Keys, it's very bad, played at Troubadour. And listen to the people that they saw in the crowd. It's insane. They put up some pictures on Twitter. Whoopi Goldberg was out there.
Okay.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Robert De Niro.
I'm sorry, did you say Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of pushed him in.
Did you say Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Okay.
Johnny Depp was in the crowd.
Of course.
How crazy is that?
I mean, you know.
I mean, Robert De Niro, I would, like, hang out and bother him. Like, hey, man, you know, remember that time you were in that one movie? That
oh, really he would have cool. loved it.
But all those pictures that they posted not too long ago on Twitter, the Black Keys, that is wild child.
We're starting a new feature in the 5 o'clock hour called Give Me 5.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 5 songs at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Yeah. Marcy doesn't know anything about it with the boot camp, that's for sure.
So because you get in your cars at 5 a lot, you're on the road a lot, today it's going to be driving songs.
Oh, perfect.
Driving songs.
Yeah, all
songs
right.
about driving.
Yeah.
So that's Give Me 5 at 5 o'clock today on 95.5 KLOS.
Blah, blah, blah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Blah, blah, blah. Kevin and Sligo, do you buy expensive shades?
No.
Mm-mm. How come?
Cheap. I'm a cheap bastard. I buy fairly cheap. What about you? Do you have designer shades?
No. But I learned the hard, I was like, you know what? I need one good pair.
Yeah, sure. So I mean, I have my prescription ones for the
like
car
my
driving.
Dress up pair.
I don't have such a outside event glasses. Ever. But right. Yes, okay.
So I did that a long time ago and I lost it.
Of course.
Pretty quickly. You just sit on it, ruin it, lose it. Something happens to it.
Sunglasses always bite the dust, but especially if it's expensive.
Sunday, I was at a Nike store with my daughter.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? It's been a while.
I'm going to buy me some nice sunglasses.
I'm going to buy me some sunglasses.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gone.
Wait, you bought them on Sunday?
Yep.
Poof.
It's Wednesday.
Somebody out there has got a nice... I don't know, man. I found these like in this dude's car. They were on his face.
I wish they were on my face and someone stole them. At least I'd have an excuse. KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin and Sligo. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you. You?
I am great. I love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Thank you.
I just was wondering if there's a possibility to find out the Casquatch code word that I missed at 220.
What was it? I don't even remember already.
The word is sounds.
Oh, sounds. Right. Right.
Sounds.
Right. Sounds. Sounds of silence.
Oh, perfect.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome, though.
Thank you.
You guys are like a great dynamic together. I really enjoy it. It makes me laugh.
Thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate that. We've known each other since 1987. Is that right?
Yep.
Together? That's crazy.
That's true.
Wow. Shut up.
Okay, sorry. We'll be quiet now. Make your monkey noises. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. Is that what you were doing last night at the Hollywood Bowl?
Stu was in the studio with us yesterday. He came in and he was telling us about the show at the Hollywood Bowl, which was going to be...
Rock, and it was going to be a rock extravaganza of epic proportions.
Right.
Which it was.
Uh-huh.
Until the headliner came
on.
Well,
tell us who they are.
Well, it was Cheap Trick opening up for Rod Stewart.
Wow, that is an amazing... Cheap Trick.
So your thoughts were, because Cheap Trick is opening...
Yeah.
Maybe Rod's going to come with the more rock stuff instead of the
ballady
ballads.
It was a little. It was pretty. It was pretty Vegas-y. I was optimistic.
Vegas-y does not sound rock.
Vegas. Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, it was a Vegas style show. Word around the campfire is he may be warming up to do something like that.
That makes sense because if you could just stay in one place and have.
I mean, especially Rod Stewart. Yes. That 100% makes sense. Totally, Vegas residency.
I mean, he must have already done
it. But you had promised.
Did he not play one rock hit?
Well, he played You Wear It Well.
No, rock hit.
Yeah.
He played Do You Think I'm Sexy?
No, that's disco. That's straight up disco.
Played
that is a
lot of
disco
great
hit.
Ballads. I Wish.
No Hot Legs?
No, what I knew now. When I was younger, right? No.
Do you remember his cover of Get Back, the Beatles? It's actually pretty good. You didn't do that, did you?
Didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
No. What did he start with?
Forever Young. We got Forever Young.
No,
Forever Young.
No, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But you promised us yesterday that if he played three ballads in a row, you were out. You're going to leave the Hollywood Bowl. Did you do that?
I wasn't thinking clearly. My girlfriend was there.
Is that right? Because you had a few beer songs?
Well, yeah.
Hanging out with
Giuliani.
If I left
every time there was a ballad, I wouldn't be here today. I'd be in the hospital.
But
I will say that the ballads that he finally, you know, like he gave, you know, You're In My Heart, you know, all right, I like
don't
that.
Don't need that.
No.
No, that's a great song.
Sure, but I don't need it.
Well, you need that.
When you're older, it would be very nice in an evening at the Hollywood Bowl with Rod Stewart.
Tonight's the Night. You got to hear Tonight's the Night.
I understand you have to hear that.
Maggie May?
We got Maggie May.
All right, well, that's all right.
That's good. You know,
but how is Cheap Trick?
Killer!
Let's talk about the more important part.
Cheap Trick is so great. They sound as good. Killer today as they have ever, really.
They have the coolest energy.
Everything you'd want to hear, just about, you know, and they didn't change the keys on anything that I could notice.
Make it easier
on
themselves.
And you say that because Rod Stewart lowered the key some so
he
could hit some
notes? To lower the key on a few of the songs.
Oh,
yeah. And,
listen, he's.
Yeah.
What, 70?
He's 78, I think,
80?
Something like that. So it's not shocking.
Right, so
I mean, there are bands that don't lower the keys at all. The Eagles,
of course,
do not lower the key. They don't have to. But, you know, Stewart set the bar really high.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, whatever. I don't hate on any of that.
I'm
glad I got to see him.
Yeah.
You know, I could check that off. He's still great, the great Rod Stewart. I don't care what he does. And I got a paper ticket stub.
Oh, that's cool. Those are collector's items now.
Yeah.
They don't even make those anymore, right?
Paper tickets.
Most people
in 5 years.
Did not, but for some reason at the Will Call booth, they had a paper ticket stub for me. I cherish those.
Yeah, sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But back to Cheap Trick.
Did they play Light Up the Fire?
They did.
The new one? Nice. Let's play Light Up the Fire then.
Do it. It sounds exactly like they did.
Nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A California gas station manager was fired this week.
And he is my hero. I love this dude.
After setting the price for premium fuel at just 69 cents per gallon. Now, there's quite a debate going on whether this has to be on purpose.
Right.
Of course it has to be.
Of course. Yeah. It was supposed to be $6.99.
Right. And he says that he just missed the
decimal point.
Listen to the report.
All right.
A local gas station manager who accidentally set his pumps to just 69 cents a gallon is now fired.
Boom.
And talks with us.
Yeah, as you can see, there's some big numbers here tonight. But this gas station manager accidentally put the decimal point in the wrong spot. That cost this gas station $16,000 over just a 3-hour period.
Wow!
And any,
a $16,000 error.
Any of those gas station CEOs wouldn't even miss that money. They'd be like, "Huh?
Agreed.
What? That fell out of my
Who
pocket."
Cares?
Yeah.
And it cost him his job.
Boom.
So how did it happen?
Well, it was a mistake that I did, you know.
John Cesena is the gas station manager making a mea culpa.
And I thought, this is a nightmare.
After he gave hundreds of drivers an opportunity to save thousands of dollars on premium grade gasoline.
And I put all three prices on there, except the diesel. But the last one kind of didn't go, you know, right.
Cesena accidentally put a decimal in the wrong spot and began selling the $6.99 gas for just 69 cents.
When was the last time it was 69 cents? Remember when it went to
I don't remember when it was ever 69 cents.
Oh, it was a bazillion years ago. I remember when it went from like 27 cents.
Do you remember when it was below $6?
No.
People started posting the low price on social media and calling friends and family. The lines formed fast to guzzle it up.
What's your feeling for that?
Well, I would have done the same thing.
Cesena was fired Monday after the decimal point debacle. Now his family has started a GoFundMe for him with the goal of raising $16,000.
Why aren't they raising 69-something?
Right?
What are they thinking?
Well, the gas station lost some revenue and paying it back.
Oh.
I saw the decimal point debacle last night at the Troub.
Gas.
Listen.
Don't pay back the gas company. They're rich.
You made a mistake and got fired. 818-955-KLOS. You made a mistake and they let you go.
Or was it a mistake?
Or was it?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
You're fired!
You're fired because you screwed up.
You're fired! Get out!
Guy in California set the gas price at 69 cents.
That dude rules.
It was an accident? He was fired.
Sure.
KLOS, hello.
Back in high school, I was working at a store over in the mall, and I left my pipe out when I was cleaning it. Wasn't smoking on the job. I just decided I'm going to clean it out for when I get out of work.
Yeah, get that tar out of there. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. I left it on the table, and in the morning, my boss came in, and my boss is usually cool. And he calls me, he comes in, he calls me and says, hey, man, there's this pipe on the table. You want to tell me what's up? I said, oh, yeah, that's mine. I wasn't smoking on a job. I was just cleaning it out. And then he says, I got to let you go.
Boo!
Why? You know I smoke, man. And what happened was he had me on speaker and the district manager was there, right?
Son of a
bitch!
He listened
into the whole conversation. Ah. Otherwise, that would have been cool.
Wow. Sure, of course. You gotta head someone up when there's an extra pair of ears in the room.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
Yes.
Boo. Hey, well, what do you think about this guy who said it at 69 cents a gallon?
Oh, man, I think he's a hero.
Right? He's a hero indeed. Yes.
He's a hero. That was totally on purpose.
Totally. I agree. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were fired for a mistake.
Or was it? Kind of talking about the Loch Ness Monster-ish in that song. You shot at the Loch Ness Monster.
I did, with a pistol. That's true.
You were actually out there on Loch Ness on shooting Loch Ness. At Lessie. Nessie.
On a boat. Shooting into the water. Come on, you bastard.
Classic story. We'll have to delve into that again.
Not sure why that happened. We're talking about you got fired because you made a mistake.
Okay, you tell me whether it was a mistake or not.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I work at a little hut called Headgear. Yes. 16 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a girlfriend booked a condo in Mammoth for a weekend about towards the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them all kinds of notice. I kept telling them, hey, I need this weekend off.
I'm going to go get some. I got to take the days off.
That's right. And they never got back to me with a yes, so I went anyways. They fired me.
I mean, that's on you for going anyway, but...
Is it?
Yeah, because...
They got to get back to you?
They should get back to you.
You think they were just kind of blowing you off? Is that what do you think it was, really?
I think it was just the manager was... being herself. I you know, be honest with you, they got thousands of people that work there, for crying out loud.
Right.
It's not like she could get a replacement. Right.
It's very possible that she wasn't getting any.
So you're not getting any either,
you're
buddy.
You're not either.
Boo. Yeah. Right on. Boo. We hate that, but thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Right. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I used to work at a radio station when I was told to insert some cables into the patch bay.
Right.
But I accidentally inserted my in your mouth.
You got fired for that?
Yeah.
No, if that happened here, you would have got a bonus.
A bonus.
A bonus.
A bonus. Thank you for calling, sir. 818-955-KLOS.
You made a mistake, and you got fired. A California manager of a gas station set a price at 69 cents per gallon.
This is the best thing ever. Supposed to be $6.99.
And he says
accidentally.
Oops.
Put the decimal place.
And he was fired for making a mistake. KLOS, hello.
I was working in a IT department, and I had a 2-year-old son. I was a single parent, and it was a weekend. I got called in for an emergency, and when I was doing my thing on the computer, all of a sudden I heard this loud pop, and then papers went flying, and I discovered my 2-year-old son had pushed the chair up to fire suppression system and dumped $10,000 worth of Halon gas.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they fired me.
Oh man, I mean,
sons of bitches.
For what a little kid did? That's not fair.
Yeah, and they knew I was a single parent, and they called me in on a Saturday.
How old is your kid now?
75.
Like 40 now.
75.
<Yeah.
laughs>
Does he know that he's a loser?
That he ruined your life?
No, you know, he went into the military and became a counterintelligence officer, and I'm very proud of
nice.
Him.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Right on.
Nicely awesome. Done.
Well, it all turned out for the worst, except for that part. Dude, thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, 69 cents a gallon. Are you kidding me? I know where you can get your checks and gas for free.
Where?
Just pull my little finger.
Why do we have a clock? No, go ahead.
That's the KLOS free ride.
Go ahead.
It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have a clock that told us that song ended about a half hour ago. We're going to try something new today called Give Me Five.
Give Me Five.
At 5 o'clock, we're going to give you five songs in a row with a theme.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is driving.
Driving, because some people do that in L.A.
A lot of people do that at 5. A
couple folks get on the freeway at 5.
So five songs in a row about driving. Any suggestions? Let us know.
Yeah, hit us up. 818-955-KLOS. That's coming up next.
Every day at 5 o'clock. Every day at 5.
Yeah.
We're going to do Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row with the theme.
Yeah.
Today's theme is driving.
Driving? I've never done that before. What's that like?
Most people do that at 5 o'clock on a weekday. It's Give Me Five on KLOS.
818-955-KLOS if you have a suggestion. Here's to hoping you got an open lane out there and not some old lady going 3 in the fast lane.
New thing at 5 o'clock every day. We're doing Give Me Five. Songs about driving is today's theme. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys, for your suggestion at 5? It's Paul in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Panama by Van Halen.
I reach down between my legs.
Between my legs.
I don't like it when either of you say it.
Let David say it. Go!
Every day at 5, we are doing Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is driving. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, do you guys have a Highway Star on there?
Deep Purple!
Are you going to play it or just scream it?
Yes, please.
Done deal. What's your name?
My name is Aaron Hernandez.
All right, Aaron, here's your gimme. All right, Aaron, here's your song on our... Son of a bitch. All right, here's your song, Give Me Five. Starting today, we're doing the Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with the theme. Today's theme is driving. KLOS, hello.
Hey, are you talking about, like, Life in the Fast Lane or the Highway to Hell? Because both of them rock and both the freeways suck.
That is
facts,
true.
Facts. Well, let's. You got
both
a coin?
Facts.
You don't have a coin on
I
you.
I don't
do
have a coin.
Does anybody have a coin anymore? I'm gonna flip this remote, and if it lands heads up, then it's AC/DC. Okay.
All right.
It's a TV remote. Here we go.
Okay.
Remote is in the air. AC/DC.
It's AC/DC.
Woo!
KLOS. Hello.
Hey, it's Tim from Los Angeles.
Woo!
Hey,
coming
Tim.
Into Los Angeles.
We do every day. We do Give Me Five, which means we do five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. Today's theme is driving.
I can't drive 55 because the gas prices are so damn high.
I like that you added to the song. Well done.
Yeah, you like that?
Yep.
Hey, that's by this guy.
Hey, this is Sammy Hagar hanging on the legendary 95.5 KLOS.
Every day at 5 o'clock, we're doing something new called Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row on a theme. Today's theme was driving. Do we have time for one more call before we give out the word for the hour for people to win $2,000?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
KLOS, hello.
This is Sam. Can I speak to Kevin?
Oh, he's not here. Leave a message. Beep.
Kevin?
He's not here. Leave a message. Beep.
818-339.
He's not here. Leave a message. Beep.
Kevin,
he's not here. Leave
Sam.
A message. Beep.
This is Sam. 818-397.
Beep. 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 I'm sorry. Message box is full.
You are kidding me.
I mean, we could have played that on our little Give Me Five today.
Sure.
It's all about driving songs.
Every day at 5, we do five songs in a row with a theme. Today was driving.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, driving, probably. We're not very creative. How are you with team building events?
Terrible. Oh, that's the worst.
Hot coal walk leaves 25 injured in Switzerland. 25 people have been treated for burns in northern Switzerland after they walked across hot coals.
Because it's supposed to build the team?
As part of a team building exercise.
This is why you can't have nice things.
Right?
Yes.
You walk across fire, your feet get burned.
And you're supposed to then like your manager more than you did before.
I don't see how this builds anything except resentment.
Hold on, I'm going to set a fire. And I want you to walk across
all
the
right.
coals.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's all positive stories. Restores your faith in humanity. Everybody is not a dick
turns
all
out.
The time. You can find it on YouTube or any place you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Rudy Giuliani wasn't drunk on election night.
I just had a Diet Pepsi.
It's just Diet Pepsi.
He was really mad at us when enough.
He was super angry. No one even asked him if he didn't tell the president just to go ahead and claim that he won when he didn't.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they didn't bring up the most important part.
I never buy expensive sunglasses because I'm me and then I lose them. But I bought some on Sunday and they're gone. And we started a new feature today at 5 called Gimme 5. 5 songs in a row with different themes each day. What should our theme be for tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good idea. You should tweet us, text us, and let us know what we should play.
They don't have our text number.
Oh, yeah. No, they all do. They have
mine. They should tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo.
There you go. All right. I'm off to tweet the kitty.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. No thanks. Hey, that's Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah. On the Stephen and Tubby show.
That's right. He's giving away $2,000. The word to text for this hour is sounds.
Sounds. Sounds like Heineken.
Yep. Sounds is the word. Text that to 68683. That is sounds to 68683 for your $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
You need $2,000?
Oh, please, please, please.
Yes. Sasquatch is here. He's giving away $2,000 today. The word right now is huge.
Is that right? Huge.
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 H-U-G. Huge. Text that word to 68683. That is huge to 68683 to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock at night.
I love him.
Sam!
Sasquatch. is here, and he's giving away $2,000 today.
Oh, is he? That's nice.
And the word of the hour is claw.
Claw, the claw.
C-L-A-W, claw. Text that word to 68683. That is claw to 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
69 cents. Nice. Sasquatch is here.
He's got more than 69 cents for you.
$2,000 for today.
Woo!
The word right now is fog.
Spell it, baby.
F-O-G.
F-O-G.
Text that to 68683. That's fog to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
We came across a day that was Customer Appreciation Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And we took calls from people, and we asked him some personal questions to get to know our customers.
Yeah.
Which kid did your parents like the least?
Me.
Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, attractive?
Please say stepbrother.
I did at one time when I was a kid.
Did you? Who was it?
My first cousin.
I was kind of attracted to my cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When was the last time you cried?
Probably 2017 when my dad passed.
All right.
Real nice question, Kevin! Real nice!
That's an acceptable answer.
My God!
It did turn out to be a bummer of a question.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Chino.
Oh, first question, what's your doggie's name?
I have three. I have Panda, Oreo, and Bear.
And which one do you like the best? Be honest.
Bear, because he's the most playful. He plays fetch. He does roll over.
If you had to get rid of one of them, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Panda.
Panda! Oh, poor Panda!
Panda's a goner!
Bob Dylan was busy on this day in rock in 1965, recording Like a Rolling Stone. Dire Straits started their 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1985 with Brothers in Arms. Nirvana released their debut album on this day in rock in 1989, Bleach.